Hey friend, welcome back to the show. The Bible tells us that the power of life and death are in the tongue. We have to be intentional about what we say. In this episode, I'm telling you about five things that you might be saying that can block the breakthrough that you so desperately want in your family estrangement. Let's talk about it. Hey friend, welcome to the Estranged Mom Coach Podcast. Are you going through a family estrangement from your adult son or daughter? Do you wonder why your child cut you off, if there's a way to save the relationship, or how you can ever feel happy again? You can only distract yourself and avoid thinking about it for so long, and then it hits you all over again. How can this be happening? I'm Jenny Good. I'm a certified coach trained in mindset neuroscience, family estrangement, and emotional healing. I'm also a mom who's been through adult-child estrangement and reconciliation. I teach Christian estranged moms how to increase their odds of reconciling with their child and how to achieve emotional healing and happiness in the meantime. And we do it from a biblical perspective. So grab your tea, pop in your AirPods, and exhale. Welcome home, sister mom. It's going to be okay. Quick disclaimer, I am a certified coach, not a therapist. If you think you're suffering from a mental health disorder, please seek help from a licensed therapist or call 911. Hello, friend. Come on in and visit with me for a while. I am so thankful that you stopped by. When you're going through family estrangement, and you're praying and you're hoping for that breakthrough, it's important to be mindful about what you say. There are things that you can speak that can block you from getting the healing that you want in your estrangement situation. So warm up your tea or coffee, settle in, and see if you're saying any of these things. And if you are, it's time to change that today, literally today. Okay, here we go. Number one, saying all I can do is pray. When you make this statement, you're speaking in a way that sounds like you're minimizing the power of prayer. It is not some insignificant thing that is a last resort. It's powerful and it can move mountains. We wait for weeks or even months to get into a specialist for a health concern or to have a master painter create art for our home, or to have a high-end seamstress create a wedding dress. The list could go on and on about how we wait for so long to get in connection with someone that we regard as a master of their craft. And yet, we have a direct line to Jesus, the King of all kings, the one who can truly do anything. And yet, some people are saying, all I can do is pray. Start talking about your prayers as though they are as important and powerful as they truly are. Number two, I think their mind is made up and it won't change. This is what I call a thought error. This is your brain offering you a fear-based story as if it were a fact. And you believe it as though it were true. The devil will inspire all sorts of limiting thoughts to keep you stuck. Because if you don't believe there's a reason to try, you won't try. And if you do nothing, nothing changes and he wins. If someone were to ask me what the top three actions are that will end an estrangement, here's my answer. One is prayer. Two is changing your thoughts. And three is getting the right support. It is never too early to engage in spiritual warfare and prayer over your estrangement situation. And for numbers two and three, I've got you. I help my clients learn a five-step process that literally changes your thoughts, your life, and your estrangement. This process becomes second nature to you because I walk you through it step by step and we practice it until you become masterful at it. You absolutely have to learn how to take low-quality thoughts captive, and how to find higher quality thoughts and make them stick. This equips you not only to feel better, but also to bring yourself out of triggers when your child and you start talking again. Those first conversations are pivotal, but they're also some of the hardest ones. When we work together in estrangement coaching, I prepare you for that so that nothing they say knocks you off course and you show up feeling confident, sufficient, and in a place of love. This is the work that moves the needle. Schedule a free consultation call with me to talk about your specific situation and how I can help you. Go to theestrangedmomcoach.com/schedule. The link will also be in the notes for this episode. Number 3, I'm praying about it, but I don't think they'll come back. Time and time again, the Bible tells us about strong faith being rewarded by Jesus. The blind man who was relentlessly crying out to Jesus, even when others tried to make him be quiet. The woman with the issue of blood who knew that if she could just touch the hem of his garment, she would be healed. The lepers who were told to go show themselves to the priest, and while they were yet walking there, their spots were healed. But if you pray and ask Jesus to do something and then say it probably won't happen, that is not strong faith. You're wanting to see the deliverance to believe it will be there, and that's not faith, it's doubt. Number 4, I'll do it, but I don't think it'll make a difference. If you are going through the motions of praying or showing up for coaching sessions or therapy, but you say you don't think it's going to make a difference, then why are you doing it? There must be at least a little part of you that thinks it will matter. But if you're entering into it with a wait-and-see mindset, you're deciding to give up your breakthrough. When you speak that you don't think it will make a difference, or you don't see your child ever changing their mind, you're speaking defeat over them and over you. The Bible tells us that the power of life and death are in the tongue. So be intentional about what you speak over others and over yourself. Get determined and make up your mind right now that it's going to make a difference, that you're going to make a plan and work that plan until it works. And it is important that as you make your reconciliation plan, you're working with a person who is God-led, experienced, and trained. But once you get that plan made, work your plan, believe that it's going to work, and keep doing it until it does. Number 5, it's been so long. Is there any hope for me? Think about Joseph and how he must have felt when he sat in that prison. He had the dream that his brothers would bow down before him. He thought he was going to be something great, but there he was. His brothers had almost killed him. They sold him into slavery, and then he was falsely accused of attempted rape, and he was put in prison, and not for just a few days either. And yet, what God decided would still come true. He was released from prison and put into an important position. His brothers did come under subjection to him, and there was hope for him. There's also hope for you. What God ordains to be so is not bound by the hands of human time. The sooner that you make up your mind to get support, create a plan, and work your plan until it works, the sooner that you will be freed from anxiety about how long it's been. God owns time. Time does not hold him back. Get out of the Facebook groups where you're reading people's stories about how long they've been estranged, and then using that against yourself. Stop reading it. If you read it in my group, which is probably rare, but if you're in my group and you're reading it, get out of my group, even if it's my community. If you are reading things that are making you think that you are doomed and the devil's using that to implant thoughts of fear and defeat in your mind, get out of that space. Stop reading it. And instead, spend that time reading the Word of God about the many miracles that Jesus performed. Read what brings hope, positivity, and lightness to your soul. That is so important, that you fill yourself with those qualities instead of things that breed the sense of defeat. Philippians 4:8 says this, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about those things." You have to guard your thoughts because they become your emotions, and your emotions inspire your actions and the outcomes that you will receive. This is biblical. There is hope for your situation. Guard your thoughts against anything that tries to tell you otherwise. Okay, friend, that is what I have for you this time, and I hope it blesses you. Hey, sister mom, thanks for spending time with me. If this podcast inspired you, helped you, or blessed you in some way, I'd love for you to share it with another mom who could be edified by it too. Also, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. This helps more moms like us find and be blessed by the show. Remember, you are a daughter of the Most High King, and you are not alone.